it's Sheena Shea, and as you know, life can get crazy when it's all happening. But whether you're a mom like me or have a ton of work engagements also like me, everyone should have 2 minutes to spare so everyone can enjoy a Factor meal, a delicious dietitian approved meal that's fresh, never frozen, and gets delivered right to your door. You can choose from calorie smart options, protein plus options, and more. Visit factormeals.com/Shea50 for 50% off your first order.
Every time I sing a song, it ends up being a song about you, Mark. I tinkle tongue on the piano long. All along the sidewalk, the angels yell, "Hark, Mark." Everybody sings a song about Mark. They do it just for a lark. They do it in the park. They do it with a quark, which is a subatomic particle smaller than an atom. Speaking of Adam, he's not Mark. Mark was in the Garden of Eden, putting it on with Eve in her place before Adam got there. He's the original snake in the grass. Eve don't got a rib. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
My name is Mark McConville. That's Matt Gourley. And you are listening to the show that we make about nothing anymore.
We're not interested in making anything.
Okay.
I'm Matt Gourley. We used to do call by call of basketball games.
Call by call basketball.
And we did spellers, we did golfers, we did it all, and then we switched to answering your email. And that's what we're going to get serious about right now.
Look, you listen to me. You put your phone down.
You downloaded this, so presumably you want to listen, so listen.
Shut your laptop unless that's how you're listening to this. In that case, leave it open.
We do individual podcasts for people that write in specifically to us, and we're going to say their name. And if it's not you, you are legally obligated to turn this off.
You are not allowed to listen to it.
If you do, you have to go to Target dressed in a red polo and khakis and answer and help any customers that ask.
And if that doesn't work for you, you have to put on a blue polo shirt and khakis and go to Best Buy and help people adjust the HD settings on their goddamn flat screens.
And if that doesn't work, you have to stay in that same thing and go to FedEx Kinko's and say, "What happened to Kinko's?"
And if that doesn't work, you have to put a sort of burgundy polo shirt on with khakis and go to a Circuit City, which don't exist anymore. You've got to go back in time and help people with divots.
Hi, I'm looking for the Chip and Joanna stud smelling candle in the Magnolia Home Collection here at Target, sir.
I'm sorry. I don't know where that is. I listened to a Pistol Shrimps Radio episode that wasn't meant for me.
I'm aware.
Oh.
Okay. I
think they're on this floor.
You don't have to help me. I'm a big fan of that podcast.
Wow. What's your name?
My name's Carcass.
My name's Pib.
Hi, Pib. Did you listen to that one guy's email?
No, I don't listen to episodes
me
anymore
either.
Because I have to do this. Yes. I'm in a red shirt and khakis in a Target, even though I don't work here.
Okay, well,
I've been crying for 9 hours.
Oh,
this is such a miserable punishment.
This is more than I bargained for.
Please,
I don't
help
care that you
me.
Don't know where my stud smelling candle
help.
Is, but I don't want to play therapist to some real jerk.
I really regret listening to that episode that wasn't meant for me. I'm just impatient and I'm dealing with that now.
Hey, how about this? Do people ever come up and call you, "Hey, why do you work at Target, French Target?"
I hear it so much. It's like burning in my ears now. I feel like I'm scarred permanently.
My family thinks I'm funny.
You want a pork in the dressing room?
Do you want me to have a pork or do you want to pork me?
Little bit of both.
Oh, I've never had such a lucky day before, and I was there on 9/11.
And you watched Three Amigos, where one of the characters' names is Lucky Day.
That's right. And Dusty Bottoms. Check this out. You still want to pork me?
Double time, lady. Oh,
poof.
That's just what might happen if you listen to this episode and it's not meant for you.
That's best case scenario. Let's read the name of the person that can continue to listen to this episode while everyone else dutifully, morally, ethically, and legally presses pause, which in these modern times means stop.
Yes. Let me just say this, Matt.
Yeah.
It's a different time. It's the end of the year here. And people are writing into pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com in hopes of having their emails answered, which we will get to them. We will. It's going to take time. Don't ask a question that needs an answer immediately. Like, what should I name my baby or pet? That thing is going to show up on the scene before we read your
email. Unless you're doing that in like 10 years.
Sure.
I have a question about something.
Go ahead.
We might have a bit of a sly loophole here.
This is unprecedented, folks, because people write into pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com to have their emails read. That's not what happened. That's not what's going to happen today.
But they have to wait in a long queue.
Yeah, well,
this person snuck in.
We just jumped to the front of the line by writing to Pistol Shrimps Radio via my P.O. Box, Mark McConville, P.O. Box 41284, Los Angeles, California, 90041. The Postal Service wins here, Matt. We're going to read this piece of mail, which I have no idea what it is. I haven't opened it. Can you verify that, Matt?
Yes.
Okay.
A Karnak.
It's like I'm doing a little.
The butcher, the baker, and the can't do shit faker.
name a meat worker, a bread worker, and a head jerker.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and who?
What's Crosby's real name? First name?
David.
Name a David, Graham. What's still? Steven. Name a David, a Steven, a Graham, and a Cindy Lou.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and who?
Anyway, Chelsea Law has written us the old fashioned way.
Familiar to me.
Do you know anybody in Talmadge, Ohio? Because that's where this
Chelsea
letter...
Law, my sister.
Yeah. Well, that's who wrote in. And so we're going to read this piece of mail that I'm holding in my hand. I don't have a digital device in front of me. I don't have an email. This feels seasonal to me because it feels Christmassy.
Do you think Chelsea is also aware that she might be able to jump the line?
I don't think so. And I don't think that this is going to be, we're probably going to have to close this loophole.
Because this is the last one we'll allow because
people might start sending in things thinking they also can go to the front of the line. People love a shortcut.
It's a real quandary because then we're just going to sit on those physical copies for years until we get to them.
We're going to have to figure out a way to get through it, but it
feels, we will treat a postmark the same as the date stamp on an email.
This was postmarked November 10th, 2022. Okay. So this is from a month or so ago, but it just feels like we have to open this and
people are going to cry foul. And frankly, I don't believe them or blame them.
You don't believe them or blame them?
No.
So you don't blame them for being mad, but you don't believe they're actually mad.
All I want to say is everybody but Chelsea Law, go screw. You are not allowed to listen. You have to press pause right now. Hi, Chelsea. You devil. You got in a sneaky way. You're some kind of jailbreaker.
Was that your intention or were you just trying to mail us something maybe a little substantial? I'm not even sure what's in here. Feel it before you open it, Matt. That's just a standard letter size envelope, right?
It seems like it's like a coupon book of e-ticket rides or name a Bebo, a Chibo, and a Gogodo. All right, open that baby up.
Let's see. That's a restaurant. A phone I used to have. Do you know that our friend Kelly, I let her kids name my phones for years?
Oh, I do remember
and one
that.
Of my phones was named Bebo.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right. Let's open up this piece of mail from Chelsea. I'm going to put my microphone down to open it.
All right, I'll narrate. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. What is this?
Oh. All right. Here we go.
Okay. Is that a lined envelope?
It's got... Oh, no. Okay. It's hard to get this out of here.
Oh, wow. What do we got? Oh, my God. Whoops.
There's not actually any... Oh, maybe there is... Oh, there is correspondence. Beautiful. Okay. So, Matt, describe what is in the envelope here.
It's an amazing silhouette cutout of Carl Sagan holding the cosmos. And it's just him. It's like almost like a paper doll, but it's also...
It's a card, which we will read.
Folded,
talk about this, too.
It's stickers of space.
Are these all quotes from him?
The unemployed,
are these just sort of space jokes?
I don't think his quote is, you look great in a turtleneck.
You don't think that's here, that's home, that's us?
That is him, yeah.
What about let's dock soon with a picture of the International Space Station?
I don't think so.
Prophecy is a lost art. You think that's Sagan?
Yeah, and it says Carl Sagan sticker quotes. Congratulations, but this is definitely him. The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena.
Boy, that's true. What's this butt plug doing on here?
I think that's a comet, friend.
Oh, I'm looking at it the other way around. Like, this is like the glossy, shiny end that you would use to put your hand on to put that this up somebody's butt. But now I see that it's a comet.
Yeah.
We'll take a picture of this for you, Chelsea, even though you know already know what it looks like. And we'll post that on the Instagram, Pistol Shrimps Radio Instagram.
Should I read Chelsea's?
Would you like to read this out loud? This is unprecedented because normally I read the emails out loud.
It's how about I read the snail mail, you read the emails.
Matt, you've got it.
Too bad I can't read.
Uh-oh.
Question tone in the tang tang. Chelsea writes,
what would that even look like if it was real? How would you?
It looks just like what I'm reading. Tanking coins a hang time. Greetings, my boogies. I would like to sincerely thank you both for the billions of hours of hilarity that kept me sane in a soul-sucking job and kept me purely entertained thereafter. Go Shrimps and go Screw. Cheers, Chelsea Law. Wow, that's nice.
I attended Chelsea Law.
I play for the Chelsea Law Soccer Club. Football Club. Wow, look at this. If you were just...
That's just a simple thank you and a very heartfelt message from Chelsea Law.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Lelsey Chaw.
Oh, that was Chelsea, my phone friend that went off.
That was very sweet of you, Chelsea. It made my day.
Yeah, I'm going to put these stickers all over my nude body.
I'm going to put these stickers on my dickers.
The pants?
Yep. My dick ears. My coveralls.
This is great, and I really appreciate it. Matt, do you like, he's still into Carl Sagan? Look at the shoes he's wearing. He's wearing like a Converse All-Star.
Absolutely. I find him to be the closest thing to an actual spiritual leader I could ever have.
Oh, interesting.
Because he's so adamantly not that, and yet embodies actual tenets of kindness, tolerance, imagination, dreaming, beauty, science, nature, bathing, hygiene.
You're saying real leaders lead. He doesn't talk a lot about.
Well, he does talk a lot, but he doesn't talk. He's just.
He's not talking at you. Or he is talking at you.
Nah, he's not. He's talking well, with he is, you? But he's got the authority, you know? And yet he doesn't wear it on his very corduroy sleeve. The point is, just because Chelsea's listening, should we give some horoscopes or Bible verses for Chelsea?
Yeah, Chelsea, I think, the end of the year, it was a full moon two nights ago.
Shit.
So we are now, I think that was a...
So we're not werewolves for another few weeks.
Yeah, and I believe that was a horse face moon.
Yeah.
So that tends to mean that we are going to have prosperity for the next month and a lot of night sweats.
Yeah.
That's typically what a horse face moon means, right? Unless you were born under the Capricorn sun, in which case it means night sweats that smell like pepperoni.
I'm sensing Chelsea's a Virgini.
Yeah.
A Libra cusp. Virgini, Libra's cusp.
With a Leon rising, probably.
Yeah. Kings of Leon rising.
Yeah.
I think if I'm reading the tea leaves and Mercury right, don't leave the house today.
Yeah. I wouldn't either.
Because it's raining knives.
I will also let you know, Chelsea, that your lucky numbers are help. Part, kibble, tint.
And your lucky charms are blue raspberries, green diamonds, oat flakes, and shit.
If you are considering a relationship, maybe you're in a relationship already. If that's the case, this isn't relevant. But if you are not in a relationship and you're trying to meet someone special, Now is a great time to do that.
Oh, see, I'm getting contra. When I'm reading is saying no relationship ever.
Oh, I was just getting, you need to give the person that you're interested in space.
Oh.
One or two centuries worth of space. So maybe that's why I could see how you would interpret it that way. I'm getting just, you're going to need at least 200 to 300 maybe years. You know, let them know you're interested and then back all the way.
Absolutely. Listen, this is a slightly tangential.
Uh-huh.
My nephew has a Elfster Christmas list.
Don't know what that is.
It's just an online thing where you can go to see what he would like for Christmas.
This is a wish list.
Yes.
But it's digital.
Yeah.
And it's called Elfster.
And it's full of every Funko Pop you could possibly imagine, including a pink Darth Vader for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Love it. Great.
What all about like bloody mankind after he's cut himself with a razor blade?
That's on there.
Yeah.
Okay. Tons of toys, and then out of nowhere, just a box of Lucky Charms.
I get, how old's your, this is your nephew?
Yeah.
How old? Roughly?
I think he's like 10.
That does seem like a thing.
Well, you can read into it, right? I bet, and I don't know this, that his parents don't let him eat that.
Yeah.
So he wants a box of Chuck Alarms for a special day. I used
to love, Matt, when we would go camping, and we would get those, the 10 pack of boxes of different cereals.
Yeah, Golden Mills.
I could totally
see. General Mills.
I could totally see getting in that mentality as a kid and being like, I'm asking for that for Christmas.
Yeah.
That'd be
smart.
Yeah. That'd be good.
I could go for a big bag of Chucky Larms right now.
You were eating that Magic Spoon cereal for a while.
Yeah.
You fell off of that?
Yeah.
What happened?
I think I ran my course with it feeling right. I just kind of went back to Cheerios, but I don't eat a lot of cereal.
I don't either, but I do that with foods too. This summer I did a big run of, this is dumb, wedge salads.
Oh, I've been with you when you've ordered a wedge.
I love a wedge salad, but then I thought, could I make this at home? And you absolutely can make it at home.
Tomatoes. Wedge salad. I need a wedge salad.
Like a wedge of cheese.
You put a little blue cheese on there. You can make veggie bacon. My wife doesn't eat meat. Mm. So you make a little veggie bacon, cut that up, tomato, a little pickled onion. You can do it all at home. And I ate that for like a month. Probably once or twice a week, I'd make a wedge salad.
I've been eating a lot of
Hey, it's Sheena Shea, and as you know, life can get crazy when it's all happening. But whether you're a mom like me or have a ton of work engagements also like me, everyone should have 2 minutes to spare so everyone can enjoy a Factor meal, a delicious dietitian-approved meal that's fresh, never frozen, and gets delivered right to your door. You can choose from calorie smart options, protein plus options, and more. Visit factormeals.com/Shea50 for 50% off your first order.
Apples.
What kind of apples?
Good ones.
Like what are we talking?
I don't know.
You don't even know what kind they are?
I don't know, but they're the best apples I've ever had. Whatever apple technology has come along since I was a kid.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, they were red, they were mealy, and they would collapse in your hand.
That's like a Macintosh.
Old sponge.
That's a Macintosh apple.
Now they're crisp.
You doing a Honeycrisp?
I don't know.
You doing a Braeburn?
I don't know. I wish they'd be.
Are they red?
No, they're like red and gold.
Yeah, it might be a Fuji. Fuji apple's pretty good.
I don't know how to be clear.
There's a sticker on them and you can look at the sticker.
My wife takes the stickers off
and
washes them all. No, that's the best part is I can pull them right out of the fridge. I don't even have to wash them. They've been pre-washed.
Oh, you pre-wash
them? She's amazing.
And you're eating them cold.
What am I supposed to do? Bake them?
No, room temperature apple.
No.
Yes.
A cold, crisp, juicy apple?
You're like a cold apple.
Are you some kind of Russian pre-fall of the Berlin Wall?
I could see eating a cold apple, but also a room temperature apple is pretty good.
Not when it can be cold.
All right. Well, we'll never agree on this, Chelsea.
Why not? Try a cold apple and you'll be a believer.
Try a room temperature apple.
I have.
And you don't like it?
No, it feels like you're eating the room.
But if fruit's too cold, it hurts my teeth.
That's on you.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Well, then I should eat a room temperature apple.
I mean, it sounds like to me you should just microwave it and
I don't want to
cry like a baby the whole time.
I did have apple pie around the Thanksgiving holiday. Should he did that up, and that was good.
Yeah.
How do you feel about hot fruit? You have a hot fruit opinion?
I'm not big on fruits and desserts, though I have come around on pie quite a bit lately.
Oh, you're doing a pie.
I do like an apple pie. My wife makes a key lime pie that is to die for. It's just like salty key lime pie.
I love a cobbler. I love a peach cobbler.
Oh, yeah. We're going to take Glenn to Pie and Burger soon.
Oh, yeah. That'll be good.
You been to Pie and Burger?
I sure have.
Oh, it's an old place in Pasadena. You sit at the counter. They don't take credit cards. One time I had to buy a lunch there with a check. True story.
I went there and smelled like it for a week. That's the one drawback.
Really?
Is that you start to smell. That's a place where you leave and you smell like pancakes.
I don't know about that.
You don't?
Might have been there on a particularly smelly day.
It's not like it's an awful smell, but there's no ventilation in that place. And so
you just sit at a counter and you're facing the grill.
Yeah, you're literally getting grease splattered on
you. I don't know, friend.
You smell
like
that place.
Disparage Pie and Burger.
I like a cobbler, like a peach cobbler, a berry cobbler.
Yeah.
I'll take hot fruit.
Yeah. I don't like the mix of chocolate and fruit. I know that.
No fruits with chocolate?
No.
Not even like a chocolate covered strawberry if I'm trying to bed you?
If that's one I can do, but.
Yeah, but it's got to be followed by at least an hour of pound.
Hour of pound cake. Hello, Van Halen 1991.
Chelsea, we hope you have a great holiday. I hope it's filled with hot pies and slot guys.
Did we talk about, speaking of slot guys, last time?
The casino? We haven't talked about it.
No, Slot Guys is a great new sitcom on China's new television network.
They're revolutionizing comedy over there in
slot
China.
Guys.
Slot Guys, it's about a casino crew that fixes slot machines. And you just have to watch from there because it does get a little crazy.
I think we did talk about this, but speaking of For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge, the Van Halen album, I listened not too long ago while I was doing some work. Yeah, and there was that song about the spank line. They all call her
you and I have
on the spank line.
You and I have definitely talked about it. I don't know that we've talked about it on Pistol Shrimps Radio. We certainly have not talked about it with Chelsea Law in Talmadge, Ohio.
Well, I wanted
to. So, Chelsea, if you're not familiar, Van Halen was a band in the 70s, 1970s, they
all
started.
All the way through the millennium.
And then they lasted for a long time. They went through a couple lead singers. David Lee Roth was their first singer, and he is the
Pasadena band, by the way.
Yeah, Pasadena, California's Van Halen. David Lee Roth really is the pinnacle of Van Halen for me. And then Matt loves Sammy Hagar more than David Lee Roth.
Well, that's a tough one.
Of age when Van Hagar was hot.
Yeah, but I had been well steeped in David Lee Roth. I like them both for what they are. But we can all agree Gary Cherone's the best.
No doubt. They had an album called For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. I believe it's the third effort from Van Hagar.
Yes, following
OU-8150
and OU-812.
Yeah, so they were really into these like acronymic titles.
All you bad, bad boys, call her up on the spank line.
So Chelsea Law of Talmadge, Ohio, on the record For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge, there are songs like Pound Cake, which is the number one, like the first single.
And that's a euphemism.
For what?
For lady parts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like for vagina?
Yeah.
Pound Cake?
Yes.
Oh, because you pound it?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay. So
and
this
he played
album,
his guitar with a cordless drill.
He does play a guitar with a cordless drill. They're pretty horny dudes at this time.
They must be.
I don't know about the old Van Halen. It feels like they just sort of like came out and sang about whatever they wanted to sing about. And it was like,
but don't you think like Dave comes across as more horny, but he was singing like jazz and clarinet songs at times, you know?
Yeah, but he was also singing Hot for Teacher. Like,
that's true.
That idea had just been sitting there and nobody had really done anything with it. And then he just writes one of rock's greatest.
He takes the reverse
tunes.
Reverse of Sting and
Might
the
as well jump into your pants.
Let me read you some of these.
So anyway,
spank line lyrics.
This album comes along. What year is it when this comes out? 94?
This is either 90 or 91.
Oh, so it's early 90s. Do they have short hair yet?
Eddie does.
Alex probably looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Mike Anthony has always looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
And then Sammy's probably got that sort of like Halloween store blonde wig. He's got like an Annie wig, but it's
Got longer hair in this, but I think on OU812 he had like a short back and sides and kind of a curly mop.
Don't you think there's probably a braid involved too? Didn't
like a Jedi like braid? I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, he's too old to be a Padawan. I don't know what his midichlorian count is. Let me read you these lyrics.
Please do. Line. Chelsea, we're going to read you some lyrics from this song, from this album, For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge by Van Halen. And this song is called Spank Line.
It's called Spanked, and it's track three.
It's called Spanked?
Yeah.
And it's track what?
Three.
Third song on this record.
Yes, after Pound Cake. And
then what's the intro song? Is there just...
you mean the one between Pound Cake and this?
Yeah. What's leading up to this? I need context. I'll let you know. Does Chelsea.
Okay. So it goes Pound Cake, mm-hmm. then Judgment Day.
Oh.
Then Spanked, then Run Around, then Pleasure Dome. Got to check out the lyrics to that. Then In and Out.
That's about hamburgers.
Yeah. Then Man on a Mission. Then The Dream is Over. Then Right Now. Then 316, which was written.
That's an instrumental.
For March 16th was the day that Eddie Van Halen's son was born. It was also the number of the dorm room where I lost my virginity. So I was playing this song all the time.
And just porking out.
Top of the World is the last
song. This record has some good songs on it. I haven't actually. So let me just, I'm going to do a mental tally. There's 11 songs on the record and 12 of them are about fucking.
Okay. All right. In and Out is actually not about sex. It's about being in debt. Okay.
To prostitutes.
Probably. Here's the lyrics to Spanked. Both feet up, watching TV, some place to feast my eyes. Oh, I always tripped on commercials. Yeah, yeah. This one blew my mind. Oh, hey, tell me who you're going to call when you need that affection. You got to have it quick. Got to have it quick. Just throw your love line in her direction. Oh, all you bad, bad boys, call her up on the spank line. Ah, yeah, you bad, bad boys, call her up on the spank line. Whoa, ah. $3 first minute, gosh, man. After that, it cost you $4. And she'll be up for negotiations if you call back for more. Now, who you gonna call when you need that special, special little something? You can say what you like. It's all confidential. Oh, all you bad, bad boys, call her up on the spank line. Huh. All you bad, bad boys, call her up on the spank line. Solo. Hey, all you bad, bad boys, get your mind blown. All you bad, bad boys, dial 1-900-SPANKED. All you bad, bad boys, call her up on the spank line. Hey. All you bad, bad boys, call her up on the spank line. Ooh. All you bad, bad boys, yeah, it's the spank line. Yeah, ha, 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 ha. All you woo bad boys, just call her up. Ha, call her up, 1-900-SPANKED. All you bad, bad boys, 1-900-SPANKED. All you bad, bad boys, all you bad, bad boys, just call her up. It's the spank line. Yeah, oh, ow. You putting it on? What are you doing?
The call you are attempting to place is not allowed from this line. Please dial 611 for customer service or dial 1-800-331-0500 from a landline phone.
Desde esta línea no se permite hacer esta llamada.
Wow.
Favor de marcar 611 para comunicarse con el servicio al cliente o 1-800-331-0500 desde un teléfono fijo.
So our 1-900 number is no longer a thing, huh?
01LV.
You called 1-900-SPANKED?
Of course I did, Matt. And nice. I was not allowed to... What is that about?
I don't think 1-900 numbers are a thing anymore. Or maybe you have to call from a landline.
Do you have a landline?
No.
I don't either. Is there a payphone around?
Yeah, we have one here.
We should call 1-900-SPANKED.
Are we bad, bad boys?
So that was my first thing, is I just wanted to see if the number was still in service after 20 years. What year is it?
30, 31, 32 years. what year did this come out? 91. Yeah,
91.
It was the year I graduated high school. I was big into this. I saw them on this tour twice. Alice in Chains opened for him. Couldn't have been unhappier.
I could have really been happy with that.
And then I think Mr. Big opened for them.
I'd maybe also like to just ask this question.
Yeah.
It's a logistical question.
Sure.
All of the bad, bad boys are calling one person on the spank line.
Yeah.
How?
Well, it's probably a party line.
So it's just 7,000 guys and one lady.
One lady talking, 7,000 men's listening. Jocking.
Is that really what would happen?
No, I don't think so. I mean, back in the 1-900 days, I believe you would just get your own individual voice operator. And they were always husky voiced.
Okay. So they were just hiring.
I honestly never did try that.
Kathleen Turner soundalikes.
I think so. Because I think they were, if they were women, they were in their 70s and they were only not smoking because they were on the phone.
Oh, you're talking, are we doing some, there's some Manti Te'o stuff going on where.
Oh, I think whatever gets the job done.
So guys are doing it. I mean, that's a Mr. Show sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where Peppermint takes the calls because she knows what guys want to hear, but yeah. It's Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
In this case though, I think it's just very difficult. I mean, I want to know how many, it's all the bad boys, all of them.
All of them.
Every one of them.
Every
has to call 1-900
bad boy.
All of them.
Every single one. You, it's there in black and white.
And do they call, are they to call at 10 a.m. all of them at the same time? Does it matter when they call?
No, if it's not expressly written, in you can lyrics. Call anytime. The only thing
it doesn't
know,
say you can call anytime though. I think
but
it's
it
like,
doesn't say you can't.
If you hear the song, you must dial the number.
That's fine, but we don't know when they're going to hear the song. All we know is that every bad boy,
all of them,
must call. Call when you hear the song, but you can listen to the song whenever you want.
And this is just for you, Chelsea.
Yes.
1-900 spanked from a landline because it's not going to work on a cell phone, at least not on the AT&T network, which is what I have.
Well, no cell phones were around in 1991.
Yeah, that's true.
Really?
So all of these guys called, and then what happened?
I think they got their rocks off.
And they just had to do it the one time, and that was it?
Well, they had to do it the one time, but if they listened again, they had to call again.
Oh, so they should have just not listened to this song.
But maybe they want to call again. And maybe they want to hear the song. I certainly did. The lyrics are so good.
But you never called.
No.
So you're not a bad boy.
Because I'm not a bad, bad boy. I'm a bad boy. I'm not a bad, bad boy.
Oh, you see, that's, you got to read the fine print.
It's not even that fine.
You got to read the print.
Yeah.
Do you, all of this makes me think of Chris Tallman when he lived in New York late at night. There were a lot of 1-900 lines that you could call. And one of them was like 1-900-555-P-E-E-E. It was all about peeing.
Oh.
It was like a piss thing.
And it also had that TV prefix but that then, couldn't get you in legal trouble.
I know. I'm making up the number because I don't remember the number, but it was the catchphrase at the very end of that commercial was the extra E is for extra P.
Oh God. Oh God.
And then all I can think about is you're calling, I guess like there's probably people who want that. Just listening to people pee and talk about
those are bad, bad, bad boys.
Yeah. That's not 1-800 spanked.
No.
That's 1-800-555-P-E-E-E.
Just want like erotic calls. Bad, bad boys want spanking, punishment.
Oh,
bad,
this is
bad,
a spank.
Bad boys.
This is like swaddle, swap me on the bottom and swaddle me.
I think that's optional. I think the spanking there means the
masturbation.
Self. Yeah.
Oh, so it's not the spank.
But that's not out of
bottom.
Play. But
okay.
That's not out of play.
So bad,
these
bad
are bad,
boys.
Bad boys. Because they've been naughty.
Yeah.
They're bad, bad boys.
So bad boys want like a bikini lady leaning on a Corvette.
Saying, hey, Tiger.
Hey, what
or
are you doing this
they
weekend?
They just want to hear the audio from the movie Bad Boys.
Right.
Listen, I have to go get a haircut.
That's fine. Chelsea, we thank you for sending this wonderful card and these stickers. And I hope this answered your question about 1991's Spank Line by Van Halen.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was written in that Carl Sagan card in
it's
Invisible Ink, and we just have
the back here. Oh, there's a lot decoder. Of like Carl Edward Sagan was a Brooklyn-born astronomer, skeptic, and advocate for the 1991 song Spank Line by Van Halen.
You know what though? Let's take you out with a Townland Christmas song fresh off the presses. And see if you can hear any spank imagery in this Christmas song.
Merry Christmas to all.
And to all, a good spank.
The family's in a feud. The tree's a tinder box.
Hey, it's Sheena Shea, and as you know, life can get crazy when it's all happening. But whether you're a mom like me or have a ton of work engagements also like me, everyone should have 2 minutes to spare so everyone can enjoy a Factor meal, a delicious dietitian-approved meal that's fresh, never frozen, and gets delivered right to your door. You can choose from calorie smart options, protein plus options, and more. Visit factormeals.com/Shea50 for 50% off your first order.
Father's in a mood. It's Christmas on the rocks. The goose is overcooked. The world is overwrought. God is overbooked. It's Christmas on the rocks. But still we ain't I've got the whiskey flute.